welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. In this day and age of booming craft beers with new beers and brewers popping up all the time, it can be difficult to stand out. That's especially true in a state like Minnesota with a huge craft beer scene. Hammerheart Brewing of Lino Lakes, Minnesota is standing out with a unique take on craft beer. The owners of that brewery were at a tap takeover event recently at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. Co-owner Nathaniel Chapman says they've been inspired by Nordic and Celtic traditions.
Hammerheart is a, we kind of joke that we should rename ourselves as a smoke beer, a rock beer brewery. But it's a kind of Norse, kind of Norwegian, Swedish, Scandinavian inspired spot. We do a lot of beers that are traditional, smoked, barrel-aged. We opened, almost 3 years ago.
Nathaniel says his brother-in-law and co-owner, Austin Lund, heads up the brewing.
Definitely doing our own thing, but kind of blending tradition with kind of modern twists. Definitely stuff, Eich Schenkele out of German, Bamberg. That's a big inspiration for Austin and the other brewers.
They specialize in smoke beers for people.
They specialize in smoke, and that was kind of a big thing. Kind of just blending all of those things combined. They get on tangents, so they might be really excited about English beers, and then they might get really excited about German beers. So we've done stuff with, English ale yeast, Irish ale yeast, Kolsch yeast, American California ale yeast. We've done, what else? And then we just started with a lager.
They currently distribute their kegs in 5 states.
Right now, we distribute kegs. We have kegs in Minnesota, kegs in Kentucky, because he's from Kentucky.
Austin. Okay. And I was wondering how Kentucky came
in. But then. And then Illinois, because we had some friends at bars in Illinois, so we did that. And then South Dakota, because it seems like an awesome beer state.
He says they're just getting started with bottling some large format bottles.
So this is something, we haven't even released our first bottle beer. We're going to do 750s, and we're going to do it out of the tap room first, and then we'll slowly do it after that. Our goals are not to grow big, so it's just kind of fun.
As you heard, they're fond of using smoked malt in their beer. Now, the ones I tasted, it's not overdone, blends with the other flavors very well, and it's pretty traditional, as malt used to be smoked over open fires, imparting those smoky notes. It still isn't all that common, though, in the United States.
Especially in our area, our tap room, there's a ton of hunters, and they tend to smoke a lot of their meats. So smoked beer works well with them. Big, strong stuff works well with them. It might have been an initial learning curve when we first started there. It's a small town, but it's only 20 minutes north of the city.
Right,
so
right there.
Weekdays, it's mainly local crowd, and then weekends is a lot of the city people drive up.
More on Hammerheart Brewing when Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk Hammerheart Brewing, a Lino Lakes, Minnesota brewery that specializes in smoked beers. Co-owner Nathaniel Chapman says they've already brewed a wide variety.
We've done, over 60 different beers, a lot of barrel aging. I think last year over 15% of our volume was barrel aged. So there's a lot of variations. I would definitely get in on some of our super complex stuff like today on tap. We have Midwinter Ale. It's a Akavit barrel aged, so Scandinavian spirit. The Akavit is from Gamla Ode, which is in New Richmond, Wisconsin. It's a maybe even some of the best Akavit we've ever had.
I didn't even know they were distilling that in America.
Yeah, and actually in Minnesota, there's a ton of Akavit popping up. But that one's on tap here. It's got a bunch of spices. It's really intense, and it's really kind of one of those beers that really shows you what we do. We're pretty pumped on it.
I'd encourage you to give the Midwinter Ale a try. You can find it at Wooden Legs. It's deep, dark, and complex. Chapman says they've used a variety of barrels already for aging.
We've done a bunch of different bourbons. We've done rye whiskey. We've done wheat whiskey. We've done brandy. We've done Akavit. We've done Nicaraguan rum. We've done gin. We haven't released any beers with gin, but we actually got some off of Rogue. They do a pink gin, so they take a wine barrel, and then they barrel age gin, and it becomes pink. So we got those barrels, and that ended up naturally souring, so that's pretty cool. That's still just sitting in my office. My office is the sour room.
And if you can get to Lina Lake, sounds like Hammerheart has an amazing tap room.
It's fun. We put a lot of effort into it. Austin carved a lot of the doors and put a lot of wood in there. And the idea is to be a simplified Viking drinking hall. We like clean. We don't like gaudy. We kind of like just wood. Let wood speak for itself. A few pieces of art, a bunch of antlers, and call it a day.
Hammerheart Brewing, Lina Lakes, Minnesota. I've had a handful of their beers, enjoyed them all. Certainly a brewery to keep an eye on. Finally today at the Super Bowl is this Sunday. Of course, Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings welcomes you to stop on by.
One of the biggest beer drinking holidays in America. Come down to the pub. We're going to put the game on. We might run a special pizza. Fun fact for your friends is that although there is a ton of advertising for beer during the Super Bowl, U.S. law actually prohibits people from consuming alcohol beverages on television. So watch the game and note how many people you actually see drinking a beer. The number should be zero.
What's the over-under or the percentage chance that Bud's going to run another anti-craft beer?
I don't know. If they've got money to spend, good on them.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs. Enjoy some great local beers. Maybe something from Hammerheart Super Sunday at Wooden Legs. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.